Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon readings appointed for this day. I pray that God's word would come to you in a powerful way, that it would plant a seed within you, that your ears would be open to hear where God is at work and where God is leading and calling you. Now we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against enemies of the gospel, and bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. One of the readings appointed for this day, Reformation Sunday, is from the third chapter of Paul's letter to the Church of Rome. Paul writes, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God is through faith in Christ Jesus for all who believe, for there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? Is it excluded? By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law." The word of the Lord. As we think about Reformation Day, it can be easy to get caught up in history and see it as just a day where we're called to remember the story of Martin Luther, the story of Germany in the 1500s, with the selling of the indulgences and Luther's stand against the church and Rome. It's easy just to see kind of this as a celebration of the past and go, yay, Luther. But Reformation, we have it every year, not as a memorial to the past, not as a marker to just go, oh, here's a story we need to retell. No, Reformation is a day we set aside in many ways to propel us as we go forward. Luther's goal was to call the church back to faithfulness. Luther didn't set the whole thing up to make a stand against Rome. What he wanted to do was to call people back to faithfulness, to call them back to the scriptures. What he saw was people who didn't know the word, and so were easy to fall into traps, such as buying indulgences, or if we gave the church money, then the Pope would say, you know, your sins have been forgiven. Time out of purgatory before we go to heaven would be eliminated. And in many ways, it was a sense of cheap grace. And Luther wanted to stand up and say, no, that's not what the Scripture teaches us. Yes, the Scripture teaches us, as Paul says here in Romans, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But it's just not about our sinfulness. Because he goes on, Paul goes on after he says that, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the next verse says, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And then he ends it, right? For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Reformation's a time where in some ways it calls us up to go, wait a minute, how are we doing at continually holding the church to the Scriptures, to the Word? What is it that we continually need to reform? To know that our salvation comes not in the works that we do, but salvation comes from faith in Christ. And that the center of the church revolves around nothing other than Jesus. Sometimes we get distracted. We're more concerned about church finances. We're concerned about the number of people in worship. Or we're concerned about this program or that program. Whatever it is. That sometimes we get fixated on particular things. The Reformation reminds us that it's not about any of those things. But it's about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul's letter to the church calls us back to that kind of foundational piece to say we are saved by grace through faith. Jesus becomes the cornerstone, the foundation upon which the church is built. And do we call back to that? Do we continually come back to that as a foundation? Or, as a church, are we distracted by the busyness of the day? Or do we take the easy way out on things rather than call us back to that faithfulness in Jesus? Luther never really wanted to create a church. I think Luther probably would be appalled that there's actually such a thing as the Lutheran church. Because Luther knew that we didn't follow him. Luther is not the Savior. Luther is simply a prophet who stood at that point in time and said, go to Jesus. Learn about the basics of the faith. Cling to Christ. Know that while you are a sinner, there is redemption. And he called people to cling to the one, the only one, who brings that reconciliation, that restoration, that renewal and new life. For Jesus goes to the cross to reconcile the world to himself. And the Reformation stands at that point where we continually hear these passages. Remember the story. Not to recreate the past or to call us to the glory days of days gone by. But as a sign, as we go forward, do we continue to cling to Christ and proclaim Him and Him alone? For as the hymn says, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. And how do we live that out? How do we walk in the steps of the reformers? that that was their call to Christ and be steadfast in God's word. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are a mighty fortress that watches over us and protects us in the turmoil of the world and the chaos of our lives. You stand strong and firm. Help us to see your power and know that you are with us. We give thanks for all the people through the ages that call us back to you, Martin Luther and the other reformers, along with others that help us to see your hand at work in our world today. And Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. We pray all this in your holy name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.